Estate Hornet Basketball. Hornet Basketball is brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free, the best it can be. Call 620-342-4222. By Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless inside the Flint Hills Mall. By Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the global agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. By Carrie's Diamonds, for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life. 1015 Industrial, Carrie's Diamonds, where their difference is you. By The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant, open Thursday through Saturday. The Station, where Emporia connects. Also brought to you by the RV Dock, the Credit Union of Emporia, Longvine Auto Plaza, Prairieland Partners John Deere, Plumbing by Spellman, Hair Crafters, Witten Construction, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, PT Associates of Emporia, and Charlie's Place. Also brought to you by Express Tire Pros, Cheryl Schumann Electric, Mark II Lumber, Mel's Tire, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Fillinger, John North Ford, Mainstay Suites, The Pizza Ranch, Shoal Construction, Flint Hills Mall. Now, stay tuned for Emporia State Hornet Basketball.
National anthem before tonight's game here at Watt Auditorium between Emporia State and the Lincoln Blue Tigers. And good evening once again, and welcome to Hornet Basketball. It's tonight the Emporia State Hornets take on the Lincoln Blue Tigers. And let's take a look at our starting lineups for tonight's ball game. Brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman, located at 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. First off, for the Lincoln Blue Tigers, they're 7-3 on the season, 3-3 in the MIAA. They're coached by Jimmy Drew, who's in his first season. And this is the lineup they will go with tonight. At the point guard spot will be Artest Stapleton, 6'2 senior out of Chicago, averaging 19 points and 5 rebounds. Also getting a start will be DJ Richardson, a 6'1 junior out of Rockledge, Florida, averaging 5 points and 1 rebound. Also getting a start will be Say Witt, a 6'8 senior out of Kansas City, Missouri. He started his career at Kansas City, Kansas, went to Washburn, and then ended up at Lincoln. He's averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds. Also getting a start tonight will be Emmett Page, a 6'1 senior out of Brookwood Park, Minnesota. He's a transfer from Evansville, averaging 6 points and 2 rebounds. Also getting the start tonight will be Kevin Connay, 6'9 senior out of Paris, France. He's averaging 15 points and 13 rebounds per ball game. For the Emporia State Hornets, they come in with a record of 10-3. They're 4-3 in the MIAA. Coached by Craig Doty in his fifth year, they are 65-58 under Coach Craig Doty. And this is the lineup Emporia State will go with tonight. At the point guard spot will be Owen Long, 6'3 junior out of Sykeston, Missouri, averaging 15 points and 3 rebounds. He'll share those duties with Lavelle Ziegler, 6'1 junior out of Oakland, California. He's a transfer from Chicago State, began at East L.A. Community College, making his first start, became eligible semester, and is in the starting lineup tonight. Also getting a start at a guard spot, Caden Evans, 6'4 sophomore out of Kansas City, Missouri, Oak Park High School Southwest Minnesota State transfer. He's averaging 7 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists. At a forward spot will be Peyton Roger Schmidt, 6'7 sophomore out of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. He's averaging 3 points and 5 rebounds. And also getting the start tonight will be Elijah Comethier, 6'7 junior out of Cibolo, Texas. He's a transfer from Colorado Springs, Colorado, averaging 14 points and 5 rebounds per ball game. Our officials for tonight's game is assigned by the MIAA. Chris Hill is our referee. Kyle Burnett and Derek Henry are the umpires. Our starting lineups have been brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman. At 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. May have left off Sam Routins, a 6'3 junior out of Syracuse, New York, by way of Daytona State. He's also getting the start for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. He's averaging 5 points and 2 rebounds. Emporia State dressed in their home whites with the black numbers and letters. Lincoln dressed in their road dark blue uniforms with white letters and numbers. Now the Hornets making a little change in their lineup, starting Lavelle Ziegler, and we'll see if they can't give them a little bit of a boost for tonight's ball game. Nice crowd here to cheer on the Emporia State men. Unfortunately, the Lady Hornets found themselves on the short end of the scoreboard, ended up suffering an 85-81 loss at the hands of the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Coach Craig Doty in on Hornet Talk on Tuesday said, Lincoln, this is a very talented basketball team. In the center circle, Kevin Kone will be jumping up against Peyton Roger Schmidt. The ball is up and controlled by the Lincoln Blue Tigers as they'll have it to play in backcourt. They'll play to the basket to our left as we view it here courtside. Emporia State opens up with a man-to-man driving to the basket. This is DJ Richardson. They get it down on the paint. The ball gets knocked away, and Emporia State gets a steal. Ziegler into front court, pulls up for a three. Off the side of the rim, no good. A rebound goes to the Lincoln Blue Tigers, Emmett Page. He'll give it off to DJ Richardson, the junior out of Rockledge, Florida. Works in between the double circles, drives it to the right side. Picks up the dribble, free throw circle. They get it into the hands of Kone. Swing it on the left side. Three-point shot off the mark. No good for Page, and the rebound to Emporia State. Ziegler has it. Gives it off to Caden Evans, who in turn gives it off to Ziegler. Back to Owen Long. Owen feeds it on the right side to Ziegler. Ziegler waiting for a screen. Now gives it off to Elijah Comethier, to Owen Long for a three. He hit it. Owen Long knocks down a hair crafter's three, and Emporia State on the board first. Call Mark Kraft, 620-342-6172. Make an appointment at Hair Crafters, 1027 Commercial in Emporia. This is Routins. Gets it in the lane for an easy layup to Emmett Page. He got free in the middle of the lane and gets the lay-in. 3-2 Emporia State just underway here in this first half. Owen Long trying to drive, nothing open. Now kicks it in the corner. Elijah Comethier working against Witt. Goes back door to Peyton Roger Schmidt. Missed the shot, gets his own rebound and stuffs it. And we're going to get a timeout taken by the Lincoln Blue Tigers as Coach Jimmy Drew is going to make a quick substitution. He'll be sending in Frank Yetna, 6'7 sophomore from Paris, France, into the lineup. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. Well, Hornets off to a 5-2 start in this basketball game. A three-point basket by Owen Long and a two-point flush by Peyton Roger Schmidt. And it is Kevin Kone who's the one that is setting down for right now. Out front with it, Witt. Gives it off to DJ Richardson. Richardson gives it to Witt. Working against Ziegler, tries to drive on him, goes baseline, spins, reverse layup, good. Got along the baseline, and nice little move by Say Witt. Makes it a 5-4 Emporia State lead. Owen Long across the timeline, picked up defensively by Richardson, gives it off to Elijah Cometh there, takes it in the lane, gives a baseline to Peyton Roger Schmidt, back out on the wing. Caden Evans for a three, off the mark, no good, a rebound out of bounds, it'll go to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. As Peyton Roger Schmidt tried to tip it to one of his teammates, but there wasn't a teammate there as it goes out of bounds. 5-4 Emporia State. Lincoln into front court. This is DJ Richardson. Feeds it off on the right side to Routens. Now they work it left side to Page. Back into the hands of Richardson. Now to Page. Back out front to Richardson. Richardson bounce pass on the wing right side to Witt. Witt trying to drive on Peyton Roger Schmidt. His shot up, no good. Rebound goes to Ziegler for Emporia State, and he heads the other direction. Tries to drive, kicks it in the corner. Caden Evans. Caden goes down along the baseline to Peyton Roger Schmidt. He gets fouled as he goes up with a shot. He'll be at the line shooting a pair. Picking up the personal foul for Lincoln will be Sam Routens, the junior from Syracuse, New York. His first, team first, and going to the free throw line will be Peyton Roger Schmidt with a couple of free throws to shoot, and the first one too strong. Off the side of the rim, no good. Peyton on the season, a 62% free throw shooter. He's now made 18 of 30 free throw attempts, and the second free throw is good for Peyton. 6-4 Emporia State. 17:06 to play here in the first half. Across the timeline, this is DJ Richardson. Richardson, middle of the floor. Drives it to the right side, keeping the dribble. Now feeds it top the key. This is Yetna. Gets it down low to Witt. Gets a shot blocked by Peyton Roger Schmidt. There was contact, but no call. They give it off to Elijah Cometh there, and he gets the ball stripped out of his hands as he's going for a layup. And Lincoln comes away with a basketball. This is Richardson. Swings it on the wing, right side to Page. They skip it across the floor to Yetna. Drives in the lane, kisses it off the glass, no good. Rebound goes to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Put back attempt, no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Owen Long. Lincoln had a couple of opportunities there, but just couldn't get any of them to go, fortunately for Emporia State. They'll play it inbounds on the baseline. They play it into Witt. His attempt is missing, and the rebound goes to Peyton Roger Schmidt. Hornets quickly into front court. This is Caden Evans, now to Owen Long. In between the double circles, dribbles it to the left of the free center circle. Bounce pass left side. It goes to Ziegler. Top the key to Evans. Evans swings it right side to Long. Shot clock down to 10, goes between the legs, tries to drive, 8 seconds, step back, three, good! Owen Long knocks down a Haircrafters three, and it's 9-4 Emporia State. Had a little one-on-one game going that time. He capitalized. Out front with it's Richardson. Gives it off to Yetna. Now on the wing left side, Page skips it across the floor to Routens. His three is good. Makes it a 9-7 Emporia State lead with 15:26 to play here in the first half. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Nextech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Way out beyond the three-point line. Shot out just out the front of the rim for Owen Long. Rebound goes to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. This is Richardson. Swings it on the wing right side to Page. Page. Now they give it off to Rout. He shoots a three. Missed it. Rebound picked up by Ziegler, and he'll head the other direction. Gets it across the timeline. Gives it off to Caden Evans. He's left open for three. Yes! Caden Evans knocks down an open long bomb, and it's 12-7 Emporia State. 14:38 to play first half. In the front court with a basketball, Richardson gives it top the key to Witt. Swings it back left side to Richardson. Richardson dribbles in between the double circles. Now swings it to the right side to Page. Back to Richardson. His three is off the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose on the floor. Lincoln comes up with it, but Emporia State steals the outlet pass. Elijah Cometh there into front court, down the lane, and then he gets his pocket picked. Richardson up the floor. Going to the rim, has it taken. Gets fouled by Peyton Rogers Schmidt. It'll be a foul that'll take us to our media timeout. It'll be ball out of bounds out of the timeout, and Peyton Rogers Schmidt picks up the personal foul. 14-10 to play, first half, 12-7, Emporia State with the lead. What a basketball being brought to you by Charlie's Place. Open 7 days a week with daily specials. 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. A 116 commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Did you know that each year termites cause billions of dollars in damage? That's why you should consider the Centricon system with always active technology from McKenzie Pest Control to help prevent costly termite damage before it occurs. Centricon Always Active is always baited and always ready to protect your home or business from damaging termites. And it's affordable. Call McKenzie Pest Control for a free termite evaluation and learn how Centricon Always Active can help protect your biggest investment.
Get the latest 5G devices at Next Tech Wireless. Now you can get the iPhone 14 Pro and the Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus on us, or up to $999 off any other device. And that's not all. You can also get half off a new Apple Watch when you bring your number to us. Next Tech Wireless. We are Kansas.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
14-10 to play, first half, 12-7, Emporia State with a lead. Lincoln with a basketball. They'll play it inbounds. They work it now to Jamar Madge, Jr. He's a 6'4 senior out of Kansas City, Missouri, by way of State Fair, who's now on the floor. Also back in the lineup for Lincoln is Kevin Kone. And Mayim Booms on the floor for Emporia State. Off a screen, 3-point shot off the mark, no good for Routins. And the rebound to Emporia State's Caden Evans. Owen Long has the basketball, working out front against the pressure of DJ Richardson. Bounce pass, high post left side, goes to Comethyr, back to Owen Long. Owen now gives it off to Atavian Butler. Butler in the paint, shoots, scores. He may have gotten away with a travel, but hey, we'll take it. Atavian Butler with his first basket of the ballgame. Hornets up by 7 at 14-7. 13-19 to play here in the first half. Out front with it is Richardson. Richardson feeds it on the wing right side. They go down low and try to get it to Kone. The pass gets knocked out of bounds by Atavian Butler. It'll remain Lincoln basketball. Substitution for Lincoln. Back into the lineup, Say Witt. He'll replace Sam Routins. Lincoln to play it inbounds on the baseline, just right to the basket. They try to run a wheel route. They play it into Kone, working against Mayim Boom. 9 seconds on the shot clock. They kick it out to Richardson. Richardson with 5 seconds. Takes it along the baseline. Pulls up from 15. Shot up, no good. Tip try good, though, by Say Witt. As he was on the opposite side of the rim and got the tip in. 14-9 Emporia State. 12:43 to play. Owen Long to Comethyr. Left corner, or right corner three. No good. Rebound goes to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. One and done that time for the Hornets on that possession. Richardson into front court with a basketball. Dribbles it to the right side, top the free throw circle. Kone tries to lob it down low to Witt, and he puts a little too much on it and sails out of bounds, turnover to Emporia State. What a basketball being brought to you by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Kay Nevins, Owen Long, Mayim Boom, Tavian Butler, and Elijah Comethyr on the floor for Emporia State. Kay Nevins has it on the wing right side. Lincoln man-to-man, free throw circle goes to Comethyr. Goes up against Krohn, and they call travel on Comethyr before he makes his basket. Turnover, give it right back to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. 14-9, Emporia State up by 5. Lincoln into front court. Out front to Witt. Trying to drive on Mayim Boom. Takes it to the rim. Gets a shot blocked by Mayim Boom. Picked up by Atavian Butler. Gives it off. Owen Long. Left elbow three. No. Rebound to Witt. He'll lob it up the floor. Get it in the hands of Yarosh Jacoby. Jacoby gets it off to Madge. And Lincoln will set up their offense out front now with DJ Richardson at the controls. Swings it on the wing right side. Now they get to Witt out front. Now they swing it to Jacoby. Gives it off to Richardson. Shot clock down to 10. Richardson middle of the floor waiting for a screen from Kona A. Takes it to the right side. Shot clock at 3. The Jacoby in a shot clock violation on the Lincoln Blue Tigers will give the ball back to Emporia State. Hornet basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Owen Long with the basketball. Has it out front. Dribbles it to the left side. Here comes a double team on him. Gets it out front to Caden Evans. Tries to drive. Gives it back to Owen Long in between the double circles. Shot clock down to 10. Kicks it out to Caden Evans. Caden gives it in the paint to Atavian Butler, and they're going to get a foul first. They're going to call the foul on Lincoln's Jamar Madge. That is his first, team second on Lincoln. Emporia State will get the ball to play in bounds on the baseline. They play it into Caden Evans. Now to Owen Long. Gets a screen set by Mayim Boom. Goes down low to Mayim, and the pass scoots out of bounds. Turnover gives it right back to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Checking in for Emporia State will be Lavelle Ziegler. Checking out will be Owen Long. Peyton Rogers Schmidt will also check in for Emporia State. And he'll replace Elijah Comethyr. 10:43 to play, first half, 14-9. Emporia State with a lead by 9. Lincoln with the basketball. Into front court comes DJ Richardson. Emporia State man-to-man. Richardson now gives it off to Madge, who was working against Atavian Butler. Now they work it to Richardson on the right side. He'll dribble it out front, passes it off to Madge. And then Emporia State gets a steal. Unfortunately, Mayim Boom, trying to save it inbound, steps out of bounds. Substitutions for Lincoln. Tyson Robinson, a 6-foot sophomore from Oceanside, California, into the lineup. Also returning to the lineup will be Emmett Page as Richardson sits down. Lincoln to play the ball inbounds. Now play it into Robinson. Robinson trying to drive, almost lost the dribble, keeping the dribble. As the shot clock expires, they're going to check to see if they got the shot off in time. Now they're going to check to see if that was, if the shot was off in time. Because it was bang, bang. And so we'll let the officials go to the video to see if that shot was. They could have taken the media timeout right here, but they decided they'll wait on the media timeout. Owen Long checking back into the lineup. Along with Sam Baker also will check in. Shot clock violation. Don't count the basket. It was a shot clock violation. He did not get the shot off. He did not get the shot off in time, so don't count that basket. Score stays 14-9. Emporia State with the lead and out of that little break. Sam Baker, Atavian Butler, Lavelle Ziegler, Owen Long, and Mayim Boom will be on the floor. Owen gets it across the timeline. Lincoln kind of playing as looks like a zone. Ziegler has the basketball. Gets a screen from Mayim Boom. Top the key, Baker. Left side, it goes to Owen Long. Trying to work around the screen. Shot clock at 10. Skips it across the floor to Sam Baker. 5 seconds on the shot clock. He'll shoot the three. It's off the mark, and the rebound goes to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. This will be Tyson Robinson into front court. This is Page. Kicks it out, and it'll go into backcourt, and it'll be over and back, and the turnover gives it to Emporia State and takes it to the media timeout as things get a little sloppy here lately. 9:21 to play, first half, 14-9. Emporia State with the lead. Horta Basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless for the latest wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Horta Basketball on Mix 104.9.
If you want bragging rights for the best night ever, head to Emporia's newest nightclub, The Station, in downtown Emporia. The Station is a space for everyone with an extensive drink menu and late night eats, pool tables, air hockey, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party, with banquet rooms for events big or small, for both young and old. For current hours and specials, find The Station on Facebook. The Station at 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
All work and no play? No way! At Emporia State University, you'll have plenty to do on campus, in town, and all around. With over 100 student clubs, intramural teams, campus events, Hornet athletics, block parties, disc golf, live music, biking, and hiking, there's always something to do. With all that and over 200 academic programs, you're going to love ESU. Learn more and schedule your campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
14-9, Emporia State with the lead. They have the basketball out of the media timeout after the turnover by the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Owen Long, Sam Baker, play catch out front. Now to Ziegler, has it on the right elbow. Back out front to Owen Long as Emporia State spreads the floor. Sam Baker, right corner three, off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped out by Maya Boom, saved by Owen Long, and Emporia State can reset the offense. Ziegler has it on the wing, right side. Now they get it back to Owen on the wing, left side. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Skips it out to Octavian Butler for a three. That one missed, and the rebound this time goes to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Into front court with the basketball. This is Tyson Robinson. Works it to the right side, left side of the floor. Almost lost the dribble. Now hands it off to Madge. Now they go to Witt. Right corner three. Off the side of the rim. No good. Battle for the rebound. And Emporia State comes up with it. Sam Baker gains control of it. They feed it up the floor to Ziegler. Ziegler goes down along the baseline to Butler. Scores the bucket. Octavian Butler gets his second made field goal. He has four, and it's 16-9. Emporia State up by seven, equaling their biggest lead of the ball game. Hornets staying in their man-to-man. Bounce pass out front goes to Madge, working against Sam Baker. Tries to drive, pulls up from 15, off the mark, no good. Battle for the rebound and a foul underneath. A foul they're going to call on Say Witt, and he, frustration, bounced off the support of the basket. And it's, let's see if they do call a technical, but I don't know if they will. And then they call it, he gets a personal foul and then a technical foul. So he picks up two fouls on that, and Emporia State's Owen Long will be at the free throw line to shoot a couple of technical free throws. A little bit of frustration. First free throw good for Owen. Second free throw coming for Owen Long. And he makes it. What a basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds for the biggest and special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 1015 Industrial. Carey's Diamonds, where their difference is you. Emporia State makes a couple changes. Gage McGuire will check in for Emporia State, and so will Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Owen Long stays on the floor, so does Val Ziegler and Octavian Butler. This is Owen Long. Out to Ziegler, top the key. Drives in the paint, gives it off to Gage McGuire. Layup good, and he's fouled. Nice assist from Ziegler and good finish by Gage McGuire. He'll be at the line for the end one. Picking up the personal foul was Jamar Madge, his second. Team foul number 5 whistled against the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Back into the Lincoln lineup, Sam Routen sitting down will be Jamar Madge. Gage McGuire with a chance for a three-point play here. Chance of Emporia State to take a 12-point lead here. If he can make this free throw, and he does. 21-9, Emporia State. 7:32 to play first half. This is Tyler Robinson. They go down low to Kone. Working against Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Hook shot, no good. Rebound to Octavian Butler. Skies high to grab the rebound. Feeds it up the floor. Owen Long almost lost the dribble, able to keep it. Being guarded defensively by Robinson. Gives it off to Ziegler. Ziegler down the lane. Gives it off to Gage. Being double-teamed. Goes up with a shot. Scores the bucket. Gage McGuire with 5. And the Hornets up 23-9. Timeout Lincoln. And it started with Lavelle Ziegler driving in the paint, and they found Gage McGuire open. He was triple-teamed, and he was able to finally get it up. He may have gotten away with a little bit of a hop in there, but no call, and Emporia State leads at 23-9. As the Hornets now have a 14-point lead. Lincoln last scored a layup with 12:50 to play in the first half, a Say-Witt layup. And the Lincoln Blue Tigers are just 4 of 18 from the floor for 22%. Emporia State, 8 of 16 from the floor for 50%. 6:56 to go here in the first half. Back onto the floor is DJ Richardson. Swings it near side to Tyven Garrison, who's new on the floor. Gives it off to Routens. And we're going to get a foul away from the ball. As picking up the personal foul, Kevin Kone, as he was backing down against Lavelle Ziegler, and Lavelle able to draw the charge. That is the sixth team foul whistled against the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Owen Long into front court, takes it to the right side. Top the key, it goes to Ziegler. Ziegler to Butler. Octavian tried to go down low and give it off to Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Ball gets deflected, but Gage McGuire trying to get it back commits a foul. That'll be his first team foul, number 2 on Emporia State. Elijah Comether will check in for Emporia State, replacing Octavian Butler. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Driving to the basket, getting his shot blocked by Gage McGuire was DJ Richardson. Here's a feed down low. It goes to Peyton Rogers-Schmidt, and they're going to call a charge on Peyton. Even though Kone was in the restricted area. And for Peyton Rogers-Schmidt, that's his second personal foul. Mayim Boom will enter the lineup for Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Substitution for Lincoln. Back into the lineup, Tyson Robinson. And he will replace Tyven Garrison, a 6'7 freshman out of Springfield, Illinois, is Garrison. Lincoln with the ball. Emporia State with the lead 23-9 with 6 minutes to play in the half. This is Rip Robinson, top the key, 3 on the way, and good for Sam Routens. That's his second made 3. Makes it 23-12, an 11-point Emporia State lead. Owen Long across the timeline, going behind the back with a dribble. Now angles to the right side. In the corner goes to Gage McGuire, penetrates in the lane, almost lost his balance. In the corner to Elijah Comether there, thought about the 3. Looks to drive baseline, nothing open there. Backing down the defense. gives it off to Gage McGuire. He lost the dribble, and Lincoln comes up with a basketball. Lost it on a high dribble. Maybe wasn't quite sure what he was wanting to do with it. They go down low. They get inside of Kone, and Kone drives to the basket and scores his first basket of the ball game, and it's 23-14. It's a 9-point lead after leading by 14. This is Owen Long. Bounce pass. It goes off to Ziegler. Owen Long gets knocked down on the floor and going to call a three-second violation on Owen Long. And that'll take us to our media timeout. 4:54 to play in the first half, 23-14. Emporia State with a lead. Horta Basketball brought to you by PT Associates, like ESU Basketball. PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to Horta Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Call the Top Guns, the masters of disaster, when creepy, crawly critters show up on the scene.
For over 50 years, McKenzie Pest Control has offered quality service to all of East Central Kansas. With a knowledgeable staff and hometown service, let McKenzie Pest Control make your home or business pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie Pest Control. Professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest-Free, the best it can be.
Let technology bring you closer this holiday season to loved ones near and far. With unlimited data as low as $25 a month, you can get the phone you want with the features you need from the best people. Next Tech Wireless, keeping Kansans connected.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
4:54 to play. First half, 23-14. Emporia State with the lead over the Lincoln Blue Tigers. The officials are at the video screen, and they're reviewing the play that saw Owen Long go faceplant in the lane and then get whistled for a three-second violation. They're trying to figure out how Owen Long ended up on his belly in the middle of the lane. And now the officials are going to have a discussion here about exactly how to administer what they just saw on the video. Emporia State here in this first half shooting very well, 8 of 16. Lincoln just 6 of 21. Emporia State winning the rebounding battle 12-10. Emporia State has turned the ball over 8 times. Lincoln has turned it over 6 times. And now they'll take another look at the video after the three had a discussion. Emporia State offensively being led by Owen Long with 8. 5 for Gage McGuire, 3 for Peyton Rogers Schmidt, 3 for Caden Evans, 4 for Octavian Butler. And Lincoln being led so far in this game by Sam Routens with 6, 4 for Say Witt, 2 each for Kevin Kone and Emmett Page. Emporia State with 1 steal, Lincoln with 3 steals. And now the officials will discuss again how to administer what they saw on video and see if they can't come to a consensus. Don't see them playing rock, paper, scissors yet. In 23-14 our score, Emporia State with a lead as the officials continue to discuss. Because the call on the floor was a three-second violation on Owen Long as he went tumbling down in the paint and couldn't get up and out of the paint in time. They called 3 seconds on him. So I don't know if there was a foul or not. Okay. They're going to call a foul on Owen Long, I think. And instead of violation, it's going to be a... No, that's not a foul on Owen Long. It's Owen Long gets to shoot free throws, though. They call the foul on Caleb Wright for Lincoln, and Owen Long is at the free throw line. Free throw is good for Owen. That gives him 9. I didn't think he was out there. Now I guess he is. Second free throw is no good. So he makes one of the two. That gives Owen Long 9 points, and Emporia State will get the ball. Emporia State plays the ball inbounds to Caden Evans. Now to Owen Long. Tries to turn the corner, and then he slips and goes down to the floor and skids across the floor, and that's a travel violation. So the Hornets end up only getting 1 point out of the whole deal. 24-14, Emporia State with a 10-point lead. They've led by as many as 14. It's Caleb Wright out front with it. Is Richardson. Richardson now feeds it back out front to Routens. Routens goes down low to Kone. His hook shot up, no good. Rebound to Mayim Boone. Good defense by Mayim. Hornets up by 10. 4:24 to play, 24-14. What a basketball brought to you by The Station. Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station is where Emporia connects. Driving into the paint for Emporia State. Lavelle Ziegler, and he gets fouled before he can get to the rim. So it's not a shooting free throws, but it'll be a 1-1 for Lavelle Ziegler. Picking up the foul is DJ Richardson. That is the 8th team foul on Lincoln. The first free throw is good for Lavelle, and that's his first point as an Emporia State Hornet. Substitution for Emporia State, Sam Baker, the 6'4 grad student out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And checking in for Lincoln will be Say Witt. Checking out for Lincoln will be Caleb Wright. Second free throw coming for Lavelle. The lefty's free throw is good. Makes it 26-14. Emporia State with a 12-point lead with 4:14 to play in the first half. And Sam Baker, not a smart play. Reaches in, tries to commit, get a steal. Instead, commits a foul, and he's immediately out of the lineup. Owen Long back in there. Instead of just offering a little resistance, he tries to get the steal and commits the foul. That's a 4th team foul on Emporia State. Richardson has it middle of the floor. Feeds it left side to Routens. Routens back out front to Richardson. Richardson driving. Lane line floater up. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's going to be a foul on the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Picking up the personal foul will be Kevin Kone. That's his second. And we'll go to the other end and we'll shoot some free throws. And a 1-1 opportunity for Elijah Comethyr, who's looking for his first points of the night. This is 1-1 opportunity for Elijah Comethyr. Elijah on the season, a 74% free throw shooter. And he makes the first one. He's now 66 of 89. He's taken the most free throws of any Hornet this season. He'll get his second free throw, and it is also good. 28-14, Emporia State up by 12 with 3:55 to go in the first half. Into front court with a basketball. This is Tyson Robinson. Gives it off to Routens. Trying to work around a screen. Emporia State switches. Now they lob it inside, and Mayim Boone deflects the ball away from Kone, and the Hornets get a steal. Owen Long out front. Tries to drive in the paint. Step back from 15. Swish! He hit it. Owen Long with 11, and it's 30-14 Emporia State with 3:22 to play. And Lincoln calls timeout. It comes with 3:17 to go in the first half, and the Hornets are up 30-14, 16-point lead. That's their biggest of the ball game. This will be a 30-second timeout taken by the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Well, Lincoln went on a little mini run, but Emporia State has answered. Getting set to check in will be Peyton Rogers Schmidt. But what nice defense by Mayim Boom. Mayim has a couple of deflections. He also has a couple of rebounds. He hasn't scored yet, hasn't taken a shot, but, boy, he's made a difference defensively. They haven't been able to get the ball in the hands of Kevin Kone. Lincoln will have the ball to play inbounds across the way. They'll play it inbounds into backcourt to D.J. Richardson. Richardson gives a tap, the key to Kone. Back to Richardson on the wing right side. Drives, almost slipped. Able to back it back out to the three-point stripe. Gets it in the lane. High arching shot goes in from the middle of the lane from Tyson Robinson. A six-foot sophomore out of Oceanside, California. His first basket of the ballgame. Makes it 30-16 Emporia State. Ziegler goes down to Mayim Boom working against Kone. Puts it to the floor. Hook shot. No. Rebound tip try by Akamath there. No good. Rebound goes to Kone. Kone gets it across the timeline. Now he'll hand it off to Routens, who in turn hands it off to D.J. Richardson. Down to 2:29 to go here in the first half. Richardson has it on the wing right side. Picks up the dribble. Top the free throw circle. Robinson. Robinson swings it on the left side. To Routens. Now top the key for three. Shot off the mark. No good. Rebound goes to Kone. Gets it down low. Reverse layup. Crawls in for Saywit. It gives him six. 30-18 Emporia State. Horned Basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Down low. Goes to Elijah Kamather, who tried to get it to Mayim Boom, who couldn't handle it. Not the best pass. Turnover Emporia State. Hornets lead it by 12, 30-18. Out front with it is Richardson. Dribbles it to the right side of the floor. Drives on Elijah Kamather. Puts up a shot, missed it. Rebound out of bounds. Gets last touch by Mayim Boom. It'll be Lincoln basketball out of bounds on the baseline. 1:31 to play, first half. 30-18, Emporia State with the lead. Lincoln with the basketball on the baseline to play inbounds. They'll play it out middle of Florida. Kone gives it off to Richardson. Richardson now gives it off to Routens. Routens top the key for three. Good. 9 points for Sam Routens. Makes it 30-21, 9-point ball game. And Lincoln on a little bit of a run. They've gone on a 7-0 run. Top the key, Ziegler. Gives it off to Owen Long. Down to 1 minute to go here in the half. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Owen Long tries to drive in the paint. Dribbles through traffic. Here comes the double team on him. Kicks it off to Ziegler for a three. Yes, he hit it. A hair crafter's three from the left wing. Lavelle Ziegler with his first made field goal. It's a three-pointer that gives him five in the game. And the Hornets up by 11, by 12 at 33-21. What a time to score your first basket. Here's another three. Top the key. That's good for Routens. That gives him 12. And he's at least two steps behind the three-point line. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Emporia State coach Craig Doty. 23 seconds to play in the half, 33-24. Emporia State with a lead by 9. They're leading by as many as 16 at 30-14. So Lincoln has gone on a 10-3 run since the 3:17 mark to make it a 9-point ball game. And credit Sam Routens, who has knocked down a couple of big threes. He's at least a step and a half behind the three-point line when he launches those shots. When you look at what he's done this season from the three-point line, he had 15 made threes. He led the team in that category. So with four more, he has 19 made threes on the season. Emporia State will have the ball to play inbounds across the way. Owen Long, Lavelle Ziegler, Caden Evans, Mayim Boom, and Elijah Comathir on the floor for Emporia State. Ziegler has the ball middle of the floor. Lakin looks like they're in a matchup man-to-man. Ziegler picks up the dribble, goes to Mayim Boom, gives it back to Ziegler. Ziegler working off a screen by Mayim in the lane, gets it to the rim, finger rolled, no good. Rebound goes to Lincoln, and that's the end of the first half. Our score at halftime, Emporia State 33, Lincoln 24. We'll be back with our Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. You're listening to Horta Basketball on Mix 104.9.
At Bunge North America, they take great pride in sourcing soybeans grown from our local farmers and turning them into products used by the most trusted names in the food industry. Bunge has been building relationships with farmers and customers for over 200 years to produce quality oilseed to make value-added ingredients. They've worked to understand their needs and develop relationships built on service, quality, satisfaction, and trust. Bunge North America, helping feed the world since 1818.
There's nothing better than keeping a little bit of a loved one with you everywhere you go. Hi, this is Carrie from Carrie's Diamonds, and we can take your loved one's handwriting or even fingerprint and make a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that you will love for a lifetime.